Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. My name is Hind Al-Dah, and I am here with...
Abdul Majid Awan.
So, Abdul Majid, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today. It's going to be a very busy news day for business, but yeah, feeling good.
Yes. So, I don't know if you heard or not, but there's going to be the Perseid meteor shower next week, which is basically what people call a shooting star. And you see a bunch of these meteor showers, I think around 100 meteor showers per hour, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
And I've seen them last year, and they're just magnificent. I highly recommend anybody watching to just head out of the city for a while, take a 1 hour drive away, and then just like get cozy up in your car or like set up a little tent area and look at the meteor
showers. Why are we going out of the city?
Because basically light pollution.
Oh, it's so, light pollution, I guess, because we have so many lights now. I saw in one episode of Simpsons that they turned off all the lights of the town just to see the stars.
Yes, yeah. Because with light pollution from the city,
it's nearly
like,
impossible to see the stars nowadays.
Nearly impossible. It's just like 4 or 5 across the sky.
Okay, but I'm not a big fan of meteor showers, so maybe I won't go.
Okay.
But
I'm
more of a northern lights guy.
Okay.
I prefer them. But let's see, hopefully you can watch them anywhere from the UAE.
As long as you move away from the city, yeah. You'll be able to glimpse a
brighter,
shower.
Clearer view.
Yes.
So hopefully find your spots and plan the night with your friends and mm-hmm. family and go see the meteor shower. Talking about let's start with some updates from the stock exchanges as well. Japan's Nikkei 225 is recovering. Yesterday we saw they moved up nearly 3%. It was a very big nosedive by all the global stock markets, but Nikkei 225 was the worst. Mm-hmm. They dropped nearly 5% on Friday. Then coming to Monday, they dropped nearly 10% more, but now they're rising. The good part is with Nikkei, Japan's Nikkei, there's also a global comeback from all the stock markets. So
that's
everyone
good,
yes. is rising. I have in front of me a few numbers, like the last updated number. Dow Jones went up 0.67%. S&P 500 went up 1.04%. NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange Index, plus 1.03%. The markets are recovering. So
that's
I think
news.
Our jobs are safe and
yes.
recession is not anywhere near.
Uh-huh. So let's move on to our
main
stories
for today.
So we have X-Files lawsuit over alleged boycott. Dubai-based Oracea Capital invests $1 million in tech startups. And McDonald's revises its pricing strategy. So,
first of all, coming back to X, or starting from X.
Yes, they're filing a lawsuit over an alleged boycott by advertisers. And this was a talking point by Elon Musk. So the lawsuit alleges a massive advertiser boycott that deprived X of billions of dollars in revenue from advertisers. So those companies included Unilever and Mars, and they
big companies, not the small ones, very big companies,
which costed the company X a lot of money.
Billions of dollars.
Yes. So they filed it in a federal court in Texas and against the World Federation of Advertisers. Other companies include CVS Health and Orsted.
So basically, it's a very long list of people who are part of this Global Alliance for Responsible Media movement. All of them came together and they said that after Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, which is now called X, he rebranded it to X, they came together and they were like, we'll not spend money on Twitter. So there was a perceived ill will from their side that, oh, we're not going to spend on X. And Elon Musk recently, I was just looking at his tweets in the morning as well. He has told everyone across the globe to boycott or to file lawsuits against anyone who have boycotted their brand for bad reasons, not the right reasons. We were discussing this. You were very against the excess policies that...
Well, I believe that advertisers have the freedom to choose where to advertise in. And... because a lot of accounts on Twitter are allowed to spew a lot of hateful rhetoric and a lot of racist remarks that don't get filed under, you know, a lot of hateful remarks that don't get taken down by X. In fact, Elon Musk encourages these accounts
Basically, I guess X's policy after Elon Musk's takeover was freedom of speech. That was like their slogan, that anyone is allowed to say anything on the platform. It's a very two-pronged approach. It increases the user base, to be honest, because anyone can now come on X and say anything. But your point is valid to an extent that some things shouldn't be said outrightly in the media.
Yes.
There should be some form of filter. A lot of other platforms that we see, Meta has a filter. There's no adult content. There is no racism. Obviously, those also backfire sometimes, because recently we saw Ismail Haniyeh's death. A lot of posts which were made about him saying good things about him were taken down. Malaysian Prime Minister's post was taken down in a funny incident. It's and a strange incident. So these things happen. Still, to be honest, what I've realized reading everything that the experts have to say on this topic, social media is still not at a stage as to where they can allow everything or make a filter which is universal. There is no universal filter on social media platforms right now, which everyone can implement. So hopefully soon we'll see something as the technology improves. With the coming in of AI, a lot of help will be given to these platforms. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, let's see. What I believe right now, give you the perspective of the whole post. Ex-CEO Linda Yaserano basically posted a whole article on X. It was a very long article.
Yes.
If you want, you can go and read it. But the main parts were, she said enough and enough. That was the highlight for me. And then Elon Musk replied that we tried peace for 2 years, now it's war. And then he continued replying to a lot of people on Twitter as well. So this is the main background of the whole story. Let's see, what do you think, Hind? Will this take away the advertisers from X? Like, will it create animosity? Or will it be a good sign for X?
I think there already was animosity when Musk sort of was defending their right to freedom of speech. But Unilever also defended their right to choose where to put their ads onto which platforms. And with a platform such as X, if they included their ads on it, they might get a lot of backlash themselves.
I guess Elon Musk and the whole of Twitter's argument is that there was a certain ill will against the company. It's not that they chose because the revenue that they spent wasn't bringing enough return on investment. They chose just to boycott.
Mm-hmm.
So there was bad will involved. That is why this antitrust lawsuit has come into place. And it's not the first one. I was reading that they had already filed a lawsuit against Center for Countering Digital Hate and Media Matters over similar issues. They also had a problem with the hate speech and the extremist content going out on X. But they filed a lawsuit. It's obviously these lawsuits are not easy to like decide. They can't be decided in 1 or 2 days. The hearing for that lawsuit is going to take place in start in August this year. This month, basically.
So it takes years.
It takes at least 2 to 3 years because there's arguments. There's a lot of technicalities involved, which you and me wouldn't understand because, again, these are for the lawyers. But main idea is X is allowing everyone to speak about anything. And advertisers are not happy with that, the big ones, Unilever especially. And they don't want their content to go with a tweet which has some racist, Islamophobic, mm-hmm. or any bad content in it. So one of the people who was interviewed also said that Unilever and only Unilever controls where we spend our ad revenue. So let's see. Hopefully things will clear out in the coming days and today mm-hmm. as well. We'll see more updates on this.
Yes, because a lot of the advertisers haven't replied yet.
Yeah.
So they probably will in the coming hours. So
we'll be on the lookout for that. They have their emergency meetings set right
Probably.
Now. Everyone is in the marketing and PR room deciding what to say exactly and frame their replies perfectly, because these lawsuits, they take each word for its meaning. So most probably sooner or later, we'll see their replies. So let's move on to the $1 million investment by Oresia Capital in 7 technology startups. Mm-hmm. Hint. Oresia Capital.
Yes, so
new
Oresia
startup,
Capital.
A new company.
Yes, it's a Dubai-based company. I apologize.
I guess the mic fell down.
So can you?
I'll continue. The Oasis Capital, it's a part of Dubai Integrated Economic Zones Authority, DIEZ. It has invested over $1 million in 7 startups. There was this event that was happening. It's called Sandbox Accelerator Program. And it's a 5-month program which runs in 2 phases. And startups receive nearly 50 hours of training in it, mentoring, and a lot of investors go to this event. And Oresia Capital was there, and they invested nearly $150,000 in 7 startups. So Keros, it's a recruitment technology startup focused on automating the hiring process. So it's about AI's use, tech's use in hiring procedures. Herogo, subscription-based sustainable food technology. There's Lisan, L-I-S-A-N, generative AI company specializing in Arabic linguistics. So generative AI, which we see in ChatGPT, and Bard from Google, now it's called Gemini. I remember Bard only. Then there's Claude. So all these generative AIs have a very good English base, but other languages, sometimes even when I translate it into Urdu or Hindi, it doesn't make sense. Sometimes the sentences are bad. So this generative AI, especially for Arabic linguistics, Thrive, B2B SaaS platform, business-to-business platform. We have Zoya, it's a fintech startup, JobEscape, a productivity startup. That was the most interesting one for me, which uses AI to upskill your freelance opportunities. And if you're a company, it can upskill your employees. And lastly, there's Opting, AI-powered project management optimization for the construction sector. So 7 very, very, very interesting startups that Oresia has invested in.
And very diverse as well. So this is part of their strategy to diversify the tech startups that they invest in. So the Vice President Wahid highlighted that the rapid success of Oresia Capital has been successful since its starting.
It's a very new investment company. It's not like they've been there in the market for 10 years, 20 years. 2023 recently came into the market. So I guess they're moving very fast.
Very fast.
Trying to get as many projects on board, as many startups on board, and turn their millions into billions, I guess.
Yes.
And next, let's talk about McDonald's price strategy rethink. It is one of the biggest news of the past 6-7 months. Let's start by talking about the boycott that is happening. We've mm-hmm. talked, I know we've talked a lot about it on this show and on our stories as well. Do boycotts work?
I believe they do. A lot of people have this defeatist mentality that, well, me as a person, I cannot change I cannot affect a company. But with a widespread boycott like the McDonald's and Starbucks one, the people kind of hit the companies where it hurts them the most, which is their money pockets. And we can see that the boycott does work because the McDonald's sales declined by 1% for the first time in years since 2020.
After the pandemic,
yes.
Basically.
So I do believe that they work. What do you think?
I think it works. I had this very interesting discussion with Verd as well last week. Boycotts work, but they also affect the people who are actually working in those branches, in those franchises. So they get affected a lot as well. But I guess for the greater good, they are good. The story that we're doing, it's an update on the 1% sale decline that we did last week. Update is that they have finally come to the table and realized that it's not working out for them. The boycotts are actually causing problems for their sales. And there's also this perception study that we were talking about. We read about, both of us read it. The perception study says that since pandemic, since 2020, McDonald's prices for burgers and all the products that they gave out, they have risen more than their competitors, other burger making franchises and companies. So that's also a point that McDonald's maybe has in consideration. Hopefully, we'll see the McDonald's prices fall. So at the end, we consumers can buy.
Over recent months, I've actually seen a lot of ads of McDonald's having very minimal prices for 2 to 3 products.
But would you buy them? That's the interesting question for everyone. Would you buy them at a very, like, even at half a price, would you buy a Big Mac?
I would not. Even if it was for free, I would not.
That's again an opinion that is being shared by everyone right now, especially in our region.
Yes.
They have felt the effect, and in Muslim majority countries, Indonesia, yes, Malaysia.
The boycotts have been effective the most here.
In this region and the Muslim countries across the globe as well. But let's see, hopefully the prices will come down, not only for McDonald's, for other Starbucks, KFC, Pizza Hut. There's a long list of it. You can Google it.
Keep the boycotts going.
Yeah, keep the boycotts going. But there's also this one part of the story. There's the head of U.S. operations addressed complaints, noting that the average price of a Big Mac rose nearly 21%. I wanted to highlight this 21%. So it's like if it was for $10, now it's for $21, I guess.
Wow.
That's 21% increase. So yeah, it's risen meteorically. And I guess it's mainly down to the operations and logistics side as well. The prices of the products that are used in a burger, the burger itself, the patty, and everything, the prices are rising. So McDonald's has a valid point from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. From a business mm-hmm. perspective, they have a valid point that since everything's price is rising, so they have to increase the price of the overall mm-hmm. product. But let's see. Hopefully, boycotts will work. If they don't work, McDonald's profit will soar. If they work, McDonald's will feel the effect. And eventually, these big conglomerates, these big businesses, mm-hmm. they decide the political will of the big major companies. And yeah. I think U.S. will feel the pressure from this. Mm-hmm. Already the economy is going bad. Obviously, the stock market's recovered. We talked about mm-hmm. it in the start. But I think still there's a long way to go.
Yes.
And hopefully the Gaza genocide will come to an end due to these boycotts, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. So actually, McDonald's joined with other corporations in warning slower consumer spending, with lower income customers kind of being particularly affected by the higher priced products, McDonald's products.
Yeah, the point was that the people who earn less, who earn like the minimum wage, they're also leaving the customer base.
Of course.
The higher net worth individuals, the rich people, the upper middle class, the elite class, they didn't get affected. The whole data showed that the lower income people, and to be honest, they were a majority of their consumers. Because obviously they work two shifts. Sometimes you see a consumer's lifestyle. They're working two shifts, trying to put bread on the table. And sometimes they want to go out with family. They want to buy a product, which is becoming expensive. So obviously they come back and they make a burger at home. Mm-hmm. So I guess they will, these price reduces, these value meals that they're giving, they will eventually help the lower consumers who are not boycotting, obviously. Mm-hmm. Some people are still in favor. Some people are indifferent. But I guess hopefully soon we'll see a change. And McDonald's, strictly talking about their business policy, it's a good move.
Yeah.
It's a good move that they reduced the prices.
Yeah.
So that was the whole discussion for today. Tomorrow we'll see you again at exactly 10 a.m. We're trying to come on time always. So 10 a.m., see you tomorrow. Follow all the Smashy social media portals, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, all the audio services you can follow. You can listen to this show again if we made a good point. You can always go back and listen to it. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow with some more interesting news and most probably an update on the X lawsuit that they have filed against advertisers.
Thank you.
See you. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.